Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Gabriel and we're working here at Damascus to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. And today we are going to be reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Today is August 1st, and so why don't we just go ahead and begin in a quick prayer asking the Lord to change our hearts and to open our minds. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come, Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, we just ask that you might just search the heart of God to show the love that he has for each and every single one of us, that we might be transformed by your sacred scripture. Lord Jesus, we just thank you for all that you do. When Jesus heard of the death of John the Baptist, he withdrew in a boat to a deserted place by himself. The crowds heard of this and followed him on foot from their towns. When he disembarked and saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, and he cured their sick. When it was evening, the disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already late. Dismiss the crowd so that we can go to the villages and buy food for themselves." He said to them, "There is no need for them to go away. Give them some food for yourselves." But they said to him, "Five loaves and two fish are all we have here." Then he said, "Bring them here to me." And he ordered the crowds to sit down on the grass. Taking the five loaves and the two fish and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples, who in turn gave them to the crowds. They all ate and were satisfied, and they picked up the fragments left over, 12 worker baskets full. Those who ate were about 5,000 men, not counting women and children. So friends, this is a very famous passage of scripture. And today is August 1st, and it's actually the feast of St. Alphonsus Liguori. And St. Alphonsus Liguori is actually a doctor of the church, and he's actually known as the doctor of moral theology. And he was the founder of the Redemptorist Order, and Alphonsus Liguori just has so much just to teach us, and he just knew so well the heart of God. And so actually, I just want to read just a quick reflection of Alphonsus Liguori, where he says, "His heart was moved with pity for them." And St. Alphonsus Liguori writes, "The multitude was satisfied, and the fragments of bread that remained filled 12 baskets. The Lord wrought this miracle through compassion for the bodily wants of these poor people. But far more tender is his compassion for the necessities of the souls of the poor, that is, of sinners, deprived of divine grace. Jesus Christ, the good pastor, who came into the world to obtain salvation for us, his sheep, has said, 'I came so that they might have life and have it more abundantly.'" Mark the expression, "more abundantly," which signifies that the Son of Man came on earth not only to restore us to the life of grace which we lost, but to give us a better life than that which we forfeited by sin. Yes. For as St. Leo says, "The benefits that we have derived from the death of Jesus are greater than the injury the devil has done us by sin." The same doctrine is taught by the apostle who says that where sin increased, grace overflowed all the more. Romans 5:20. But my Lord, since you have resolved to take human flesh, would not a single prayer offered by you be sufficient for the redemption of all men? What need then was there of leading a life of poverty, humiliation, and contempt for 33 years of suffering a cruel and shameful death on an infamous cross and of shedding all your blood? I know well, answers Jesus Christ, that one drop of my blood or a simple prayer would have been sufficient for the salvation of the world. But neither would be sufficient to show the love which I bear to men. Therefore, I have resolved to submit to so many torments and to so painful a death. This, he says, is the duty of a good pastor. I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I will lay down my life for the sheep. O men, what greater proof of love could the Son of God give us than to lay down his life for us, his sheep? And so friends, what greater love could Christ have shown us than for 33 years of his life, suffer every type of insult and injury and rudeness and neglect and shame and torment and betrayal, only to showcase his love for us, only so that we might be able to one day join him in eternal rejoicing and eternal salvation in heaven. Friends, this should just give us just so much hope of the love that Christ has for us. And so again, this has been a scripture reflection on the Gospel of Matthew. And my name is Gabriel. And to learn more about Damascus, please visit us at damascus.net. God bless you.